Good morning, everyone. John Huckenberry here with Farai Chidea. I'm in Boston. Farai is in New York. Joining us now is Nate Persily, professor at Columbia Law School, to talk about a story that seems to be coming into focus this morning. For weeks, we've known that David Souter is retiring from the Supreme Court. And while it could end up like a Palin surprise, there are various reports, both from the Associated Press and CNN, suggesting that the nominee to be officially announced later this morning by Barack Obama to replace David Souter will be Sonia Sotomayor, a judge of the United States Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit since 1998. Nate Persily, friend of the program, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
The fact that, let's just assume for the moment that Sotomayor is the pick, what criteria does she satisfy at this point as you look at this nominee?
Well, you know, President Obama did say that he wanted a justice whose background suggested that he or she would be empathetic to the concerns of the litigants before him or her, and Sotomayor was the one that a lot of people thought might fit that bill. She, you know, grew up, literally pulled herself up by her own bootstraps, growing up in the South Bronx, was first in her class at Princeton, then went to Yale Law School, worked in government as an assistant U.S. attorney, was actually appointed by the first President Bush to the district court, and then was elevated to the Second Circuit by President Clinton. I think she does obviously fulfill certain demographic and diversity criteria that a lot of people thought might be a factor in the decision. And I think that the right wing was, in some respects, fearful that she might be the nominee.
Well, Sotomayor, as you say, she would be the first Hispanic to be on the court if she is confirmed, and if indeed she is the nominee. Many people in both the sort of legal world and in places like Columbia Law School have been suggesting that what Obama really needs to do is to have someone on the court who is both a progressive and also an intellectual able to debate the likes of, Scalia and the others on the court who are, you know, intellectual heavyweights. Does she satisfy that?
Well, I think, to some extent, let me criticize my colleagues in this. I think there's been a whispering campaign against Sotomayor, which has been incredibly unfair. She is as good as most Supreme Court justices. She has been on her court for a long time. She's been a judge, a qualified judge, for a very long time. And whether she is the liberal version of Justice Scalia, I don't know. I tend to doubt it. There are very few people like that out there, and many of those types probably are not confirmable. So the fact that President Obama did not appoint sort of a firebrand liberal law professor, which was what many suggested, is not terribly surprising. But remember, this is the first of maybe at least three picks that President Obama is going to have. And so he's thinking long term and how he's going to put the pieces together. And I think, you know, he's looking at the next pick as maybe being the one that might satisfy the liberal intelligentsia as opposed to maybe getting, in some ways, a typical justice.
Liberal intelligentsia. You know who you are out there. Quickly, is there any disappointment that this is another person from the circuit, from the Federal Appeals Court, that really keeps the Supreme Court looking very much like a kind of a upgrade from the Federal Circuit?
Well, there were some people who thought that Diane Wood was going to be the nominee. I actually thought Diane Wood was going to be the nominee. She does fit the bill of what you're suggesting, which is that she's a law professor who also has been a judge and is seen as incredibly, you know, a real intellectual heavyweight to maybe balance out Scalia and others. But maybe she'll be the next pick. And I think that he wanted to break new ground with Judge Sotomayor. He's doing so. I think this will be a very energetic confirmation hearing. There's going to be a lot that people are going to throw at her, and you know, a lot of people will be paying attention to it.
Nate, I have a couple things for you. First of all, do we know of any deal breakers that could derail her confirmation hearings? Think about Bork, et cetera. It's never a sure thing to be a nominee. Anything on the horizon?
Well, I think that this is going to be more of an ideological fight than a personal one. I think that, you know, say with Justice Thomas or with then Judge Ginsburg, who bowed out, that, you know, these ethical improprieties come up sometimes and people throw the senators throw it at the nominee to see what will stick. I don't think people think that's in her past, but there are some opinions that she's written that a lot of people are certainly going to point to as being left of center, but elections have consequences. So the fact that President Obama has picked someone who is likely to be, say, pro-choice and reflecting the positions of most of the liberals on the court is not terribly surprising.
I mean, but what about decisions, though? Are there particular decisions that are going to be looked at in the confirmation hearings?
There will be. There will be all of her decisions are going to be looked at. I mean, and in particular, a case that's before the Supreme Court right now called the Ritchie case, R-I-C-C-I, which dealt with whether is basically an affirmative action case with a special twist as to whether whites sort of were victimized by a decision not to apply a test neutrally to all applicants for a fire department post in New Haven. She not only sided in a direction that the conservatives on the court are probably going to overturn, but also she did it in a summary opinion, which I think people are going to say reflects, a certain non-seriousness in dealing with serious constitutional or statutory issues.
Well, when you take a look at these potential three slots that President Obama may have to fill, that's an incredible boon for a president. You have a Latina who could become the next Supreme Court justice. Is he going to use these identity litmus tests, do you think, if he gets a couple more shots at this?
To some extent, having Sotomayor go first prevents him from having to do so later on. But I think, President Obama wants to break new ground. I mean, this is a historic moment, appointing the first Latino woman to the Supreme Court. Who knows who might be next? I mean, I think in some ways that Sotomayor, despite these demographic groundbreakers, is a conventional pick, someone who comes from the circuit court, who's been a judge for a long time. I'm at least one of those people who thinks that we have too many judges on the court, that we ought to have the history of having politicians be Supreme Court justices, people who've actually been in the rough and tumble of politics. And I think that we should not be surprised if he does that with the next pick, for example.
A different kind of diversity. Again, Nate Persily from Columbia Law School, our friend here on The Takeaway, with some minutiae there about the court. There is a Ginsburg on the court. You're referring to the Ginsburg who pulled out for using marijuana back in the 80s. Great obscurity there, Nate Persily. Again, Sonia Sotomayor is apparently going to be the nominee when Barack Obama announces later this morning his pick to replace David Souter. Thank you, Nate.